Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this half hour of Motown Memories, we'll be hearing from the Four Tops, J.J. Barnes, The Miracles, The Temptations, Gladys Knight and the Pips, The Supremes, Eddie Holland, and Marvin Gaye. The second half hour will feature the music of The Temptations from the 1960s, all coming up right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Darling, darling, if I could. songs. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
With My Girl Is Gone, that reached number 14 from 1965. And before that, J.J. Barnes with Every Time I See You, I Go Wild. That did not chart, but was recorded and released in 1967. And we started off with a great song by the Four Tops, Something About You. That reached number 19 from 1965. You're listening to Motown Memories, and this is Tom Fallon. And coming up, a number one song by The Temptations. Well, after recording several singles written and produced by Motown founder Berry Gordy Jr., The Temptations would team with the leader of the Miracles, Smokey Robinson, who wrote the song that made The Temps the first male Motown group to achieve a number one single. And that single is coming up called My Girl. It was one of the songs that led Bob Dylan to call Smokey America's greatest living poet. So here it is right now, My Girl by the Temptations on Motown Memories.
Month of May, I guess
You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. Email Tom your requests at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
That was Gladys Knight and the Pips with Every Day I'll Love You More Than Yesterday. That song did not chart, but was recorded and released in 1967. Before that, Gladys Knight and the Pips with a song that did chart, all the way up to number 2, same year, 1967, with I Heard It Through the Grapevine. And we started off with a number 1 from The Temptations, My Girl, from 1965. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. Coming up, a number 1 from The Supremes. Well, the girls were still called the Primettes right before they recorded this song that's coming up. Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown, told the group to come up with a new name. Well, Florence Ballard, one of The Supremes, was at the company's Grand Boulevard office when a decision was needed. She presented a list of possibilities and chose the only name that didn't end in E-T-T-E. Well, when Diana Ross and Mary Wilson, the other two members of the Supremes, found out she picked the Supremes, they were horrified. But the group and the name did stick. And now here are the Supremes.
Baby. Baby, baby.
You're a wonderful one. Oh, you're a wonderful one. Baby,
Well, that was Marvin Gaye with You're a Wonderful One. That reached number 15 from 1964. And before that, a song that did not chart, but was recorded and released in 1964 by Eddie Holland. Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While. And we started off with The Supremes, number one from 1964, Where Did Our Love Go? You've been listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and that brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. But coming up, a half hour of The Temptations, songs recorded in the early 1960s, so please stay tuned for that. If you have any requests or comments, please email me. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at www.MotownMemories.com. That's www.MotownMemories.com. The Tempting Temptations are coming up.